I'm Cian McGarrigle, and this is Reviewables, the comedy podcast that puts the world to rights one review at a time. Today's special guest is Danny O'Brien.
Energy sources we like, renewable. Some sweets are hard and others are chewable. Bank accounts, well, interests accruable. We believe that everything's reviewable.
Hello. I'm Edwin Salmon.
And that's, yep, okay. Welcome to Reviewables, the podcast that we're doing right now.
Where we review things one review at a time, please.
Two reviews together.
Form an orderly line.
Putting the world to right one review at a time.
And this world will be righted eventually.
Yeah, it's January, and today our guest is comedian Danny O'Brien.
Hello, lads. How are things?
Hey, Danny.
Danny is in fine form today. Danny, how are you feeling?
Great, fantastic. New year, new me.
Danny's feeling great today, guys. And we're recording this in a brewery. It's good. Jenna, how was your Christmas? Was it good?
It was fantastic. I was in Berlin.
Class.
Oh,
Christmas
Berlin.
In Berlin.
I love Berlin.
That's a Frank Sinatra album, I think.
Remember, Edwin? We used the summer there.
I remember back when I was Catherine Hepburn. Berlin.
Memories.
I like one half of it.
The East.
Ever since the wall came down, it's just not the same. All the young listeners out there will know exactly who I'm doing.
Yeah, they
the wall coming down made David Hasselhoff a megastar.
Yeah, so it really did.
For that, it was great alone.
Yeah. I knew a lad in school who thought he knew stuff about music, and he said one day, you know, Pink Floyd's The Wall? That's about the Berlin Wall. And we went, yes, it is.
Yeah, there was a guy in my school who thought that foreskin was the skin on your forehead for a good 6 years.
Wow.
This is pre-internet. This is what happens.
Foreskin. I suppose, yeah.
I know someone who thought that beer mats were illegal in Edinburgh for the month of August.
Nothing is illegal in Edinburgh for the month of August. Everything is legal. It's quite the opposite.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say? What happens in Edinburgh is a thing that occurs in that particular location.
At that time.
And is broadcast loudly on the internet.
Yep.
So, Danny, what are you going to review this fine January morning?
Well, we're in a fine January morn, so I think it'd be appropriate to review New Year, New Me.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. And you look the same, I have to say.
I know. All look the same. We just look older and a little bit more tired. That's
you,
it.
You feel brighter, I'd say. You look brighter. I have to say, you look $100.
You look like a bloody light bulb.
Phrase, but I was trying to be realistic.
That's better than £100 at the moment.
Yeah, it's true.
You look like 1,000 yen.
We're at that time now where everyone is mid-juice detox.
Yeah.
Everyone has like rainbow diarrhea and they're like limping to work and they're just telling everyone like, you know, it's just I'm on this kind of cold press kind of juice diet and, you know, I just feel better. And by the end of January, everyone's going to be scooping again. It's futile.
Yeah. What is cold press juice?
I've never heard of hot pressed.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Do you get loads of copies of hot press and put bananas in between them? And then
you can eat a banana with a review of Coldplay's album on it. Or
life will...
I don't... Yeah, I've never known what cold press juicing is. It's just like, is there not just juicing? What's the difference?
Yeah. Pressed...
It's an unnecessary word put in front of press to make it sound more impressive.
What's the difference between not just pressed and juiced? I mean, you're squeezing...
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I don't do squeeze-ups.
You wouldn't give a lady a nice press on the arse. You'd squeeze her on the bottom.
Careful, Edwin.
Yeah.
Actually, you'll probably become president now.
Yeah, probably.
Take over from Michael D.
Grab him by the bottoms.
Grab all of their bottoms, Edwin.
Salmon for president.
He's small enough, so he's right at the...
He can do what he likes. Bottoms.
Careful now. Where are we going with this?
Well, I don't know.
Out of the gutter.
So, yeah, and well, the other one is gyms. Are you in a gym? Have you joined a gym?
No, I go running and stuff like that. I remember a mate of mine paid like £550 for a gym membership. And went. I went once.
Once? Yeah. Wow, that's really bad.
You know?
Went to a room, to a building and gave them £550 and
pretty
left.
Pretty much, yeah. And then was so awkward about the length of time he hadn't been there. He was kind of hiding out from people in the gym. Because it was in our local area, so we'd see someone from the gym. He'd be like scurrying across the road, hiding. It was ridiculous. Like, I'd like to do it once. I'd like to just do one extreme 12-week, you know, intensive eat properly, intense, job, just go yeah. for it. It'd be hard with comedy. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I can handle going, maybe going to the gym after gigs would be a good idea.
Yeah.
I find it hard to switch off. Like, I always go home, watch the Food Network, and then end up eating all of the cheese.
Cheese is the big one.
Yeah. Cheese has definitely taken a good 6 years off my life, I'd say, already.
It's worth it, though.
Yeah, it is.
But what's your favorite type of cheese?
I'd probably, what's it called? It's called Version, which is this French cheese that you basically lash into the oven, and then you can dip whatever you want in it, socks, bits of Lego, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible.
So it, like a fondue, it comes cheese. In a big...
Yeah. Comes in one of those cardboard boxes, but it's like, oh, yes, it's like yes, triple yes. the size of a brie. I'm also, I've got a bit of a penchant for a triple cream brie as well.
Where do you get your unpronounceable French cheese from?
Sheridan's is good.
Oh, yeah.
Sheridan's is like a dealer.
Yeah. I love that place. Dealer. Yeah. We did a cheese, instead of a wedding cake for my wedding, we did a cheese wedding cake, stacks and stacks of cheese.
That's
amazing.
Incredible. My friend did that as well. I set up a group with a few friends of mine here in Dublin called Illuminati Dublin.
Nice.
Where once every 6 weeks we'll meet up in someone's house. And we've a WhatsApp group about it. So you have to bring loads of different cheeses each. So you bring three or four cheeses. Ed brings three or four. So then you basically end up with 30 cheeses and everyone gets to try them.
Wow.
But when you host one, you end up in pure cheese credit. I was paying acts in the Comedy Crunch and slipping them a box of cheddar with their money. So I had to get rid of it. It was like Shawshank getting rid of the dirt. Yeah, yeah, I had to get rid of the cheese.
You can't eat it all. You'd die.
I was going to die. I was eating triple cream brie for breakfast. You know what I mean? My kidneys were hurting.
Constant nightmares.
Yeah. It was gout. Gout was rife in my apartment for that money.
Cheese dealers. I just love the idea of cheese dealers. Lads at the docks and they're cutting off a little slice.
And they're saying really cheesy jokes, Christmas cracker jokes.
Eating a bit of cheese and going, woo! Yeah.
Ooh, mama.
Ooh, that's strong stuff.
Doing bumps of Shropshire Blue.
What would you cut cheese with? Pure cheese for, selling it on the streets?
You cut cheese with cheddar blinds. It's the only thing cheesy enough to cut cheese.
Wait, is cutting cheese a phrase for...
Farting.
Farting. It's more of an American thing.
Cut the cheese.
Yeah, but ironically, American cheese is pretty weak and tasteless, so even if you did cut American cheese, it wouldn't smell.
American cheeses! Get away from me!
What is that, the one Monterey Jack cheddar? Yeah. Isn't that the one they're always talking about in America?
It's almost like Cheddar Jack, but it just tastes like nothing.
It's just like a standard, just decent enough cheddar, nothing special.
It's just off-yellow...
Yeah, it's like their instant mash, you know, when you see it in movies and stuff at Thanksgiving.
Oh, like smash kind of
white
thing.
Eggs. I've no time for white eggs.
It's like a melted ghost. It just looks awful.
Yeah.
It's one of those instant foods that you're like, what's the point? Like, how hard is it to boil potatoes and then mash them? Like, you don't even have to pay attention to them. Just let them cook for ages. Yeah. Doesn't matter, you're going to be mashing
American
them.
Food is vile. I don't know. Even you go over there, if you get a start, for example... If you get like a nachos, that would do four people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You go over there, you're sweating and you're taking a knee before your main course even comes. Can I get that to take out, please?
What a massive amounts of food.
It's so bad that they had to, in New York, legally, they had to reduce the size of soft drinks in restaurants. They're not allowed to serve the extra big liter ones.
The big gulp is it's 2.5 liters.
It's ridiculous. So they made it illegal to serve that in a place in a cinema or something. They had to. It can only serve 500 mils.
Well, hopefully
it
Trump
will work.
Will sort that out.
Yeah,
it's high on his priority list.
I wouldn't be surprised. He'd
probably just
about
change
it.
Big gulps to big Trumps.
And a big Trump is also another farting.
It is
expression. Oh, I just let off a big Trump. Yeah. Open the windows, Tina.
I love that you always go for that North of England accent. Yeah, no matter where. Yeah. Even when we're doing gigs, and he'd be like, "Oh, where are you from? You're from London, mate." You're like, "Hey, up, love."
Yeah. I say to thee,
Top one nice one get sorted.
Oh, I have to go down Liverpool Street Station.
Sean Bean.
Yeah, I was auditioning for, a video audition for Vikings, which I probably would know by now if I've gotten that.
Yeah, when are you on?
They're just playing the long game, Ed.
But it said, in the description, said, normal English accent. The line was, the king is sick. He's like, the king is sick? What kind of a king is he? But I kept going, the king is sick? What kind of a king is he? Fucking useless king. come on, you bastard. Just kept getting more viciously
straight
northern.
Into Game of Thrones.
Yeah, just...
I love you, Jon Snow.
Oh, Mr. Snow. Mr. Snow.
Mr. Snow.
As no one calls him. It's a, oh, it's a blooming game. It's a fucking Game of Thrones.
That's it.
It's a Game of Thrones.
I get really depressed when I hear the Coronation Street music. Like, oh. It makes me like break out in a rash. And like when I hear Fair City, like it makes me retch in my mouth.
Yeah.
Like I remember being an extra in Fair City and I got kicked off.
You got kicked off Fair City?
Got kicked off the scene.
You got kicked out of a fake city?
Yeah, got kicked out of the scene because me and the other guy just couldn't handle the cringe. Like, we were laughing so much. And then they come over and they went, guys, please, the actors are trying to focus. And we were like, bah, actors!
Fair City actors are great.
Yes.
I'm just hedging our bets there in case we ever want to go on Fair City.
Well, we've had a Fair City actor on the show. Eric Lawler.
Eric Lawler was on, of course. Yeah. Eric's in Fair City. So to keep our guests happy, we make them eat terrible foods.
Which doesn't make them happy.
No,
it's counterproductive, this whole
maybe
thing.
That's why we never get repeat guests. Today we have Podlaski, which is...
Podlaski.
If that's the brand, or if that is the Polish word for pate. It's probably the Polish word
I think
for
it
pate.
Might be Polish for cat food. That is the most cat food-esque looking pate container I've ever seen in my life.
Check out the show notes for a photo of it. It's chicken, potentially... and mushroom pate. And Danny was saying he can't wait to get...
Is there an
before
ingredients
the,
list?
It's all in Polish, I think.
Well, that's good.
And it's very small.
It's all
I
read.
No, wait. I can see it. Wait a second. Our favourite thing is in it. Ingredients. Mechanically separated chicken.
Yes.
Thank
you
God.
Know it's
get
good.
Them blooming robots to separate those chickens.
So,
that's an image of like Bender from Futurama just pulling the face off chickens. Don't make me sniff that. I'll actually like...
I've opened it and it looks very cat foody.
Actually, do you know what it looks like? It looks like...
It looks like flesh.
That's what I was going to say. It looks like
let
flesh.
Let me get a photograph of it actually before we disturb the surface. I think there's some...
Oh, God. And there's some jellied bits.
Don't make me awful.
It smells awful.
It's very strong.
But just don't, please.
Danny's backing away.
You see, Danny can't, so I feel like I should.
Oh, God. Oh,
well,
God,
I think Danny
texture.
Could, but we don't have any sick bags.
It looks
there's
like...
a little bit hanging off the side. Like, I won't say what it looks like.
That looks
but
bad.
Let's just say it looks like male cum. And we'll leave it at that. Oh, I won't say any more.
Male cum.
I've spread it
male
on.
Cum.
Okay, I'm going to taste it because some of us aren't horrifically hungover.
Well...
It's actually fine.
Is it?
It smells worse than it tastes. God, it's not bad.
It's actually fine is not a good review
well,
for
that's
anything.
One of the best
it
things
it smells
say.
Worse than it tastes. That'd be kind of...
I'm going to... Because you've taken off the top layer, so I'm going to go right into the
Oh,
heart.
Yeah. Don't take the gel at the top. We kinda, no.
Don't go into its genesis, Ed. You're going into its soul.
Here's a little bit. And
the
now
crackers...
Is,
now, we're eating these on wheat crackers from Tesco, which are actually quite nice crackers. So I've... Danny's still...
Yeah, that balances
convinced.
It out.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
I'm not buying it, lads. Just
that excrement you're eating is on caviar, so it should taste fine.
Does that come from the beluga chicken?
What do you think, Edwin?
Meow. Have you lads actually eaten caviar?
I feel like...
I've never eaten caviar.
It's the grossest thing I've ever eaten. I had it once.
Unfertilized fish eggs?
It's like eating...
How can they be gross?
It's like eating
unfertilized chicken
guts.
Eggs are fine.
Like, it's just... Oh. It's so grim.
It seems like a bizarre one, all right. I mean, I've eaten some strange things. I ate a scorpion once.
Nice. So did I, actually, in Cambodia. I had a dog in Vietnam.
What was that like?
Tastes exactly like pork.
Oh, yeah,
really?
Okay. I could see that.
It was like thinly sliced.
Okay.
Do different dogs taste differently?
Don't know.
I wonder.
You only ate the one.
Probably.
Did you know what kind of dog it was?
No, I'd rather not.
Saint Bernard.
Yeah, he comes out at the start of the meal and
which,
you play with him for a while.
Which dog would you be the most okay about eating? Like, which would you like the least?
The most okay about eating or the one that I think would taste the nicest? There's a difference there.
The one that you would have the least amount of guilt, like, because you think that particular breed of dog is a bit of an asshole.
You know those ugly ones that maul kids? What are they called?
Pit bulls.
Yeah, I know people like pit bulls and they get a bad name, but I wouldn't feel bad.
Pit bulls are actually trained, are pretty placid by nature. They're just trained horribly. Like, they used to be, like, actually for protecting children and stuff like that. It's just that people train them horribly to fight, and that's why they end up biting kids.
Those tiny toy dogs, like a Pomeranian,
they'd be a snack.
Yeah, I'd be okay with eating that. They annoy me.
Because you could probably roast them over a campfire.
Are those the ones that people keep in handbags?
Yeah, okay.
I'll go with one of those as well.
Or if you needed like a jacket, you could eat a Saint Bernard.
I think Jack Russells would taste lovely, though.
I don't know. Would they?
They look kind of.
They're pretty meaty.
Yeah.
Actually, greyhounds.
I think Peter would be.
You wouldn't get much off a greyhound.
Greyhound would be really stringy.
I think they'd be very lean.
I thought they'd be really tough because they're.
Yeah, they're kind of.
You want them a bit pampered.
You want a really fat one, like those cows that they feed beer to and massage them. You want a dog version of that.
Actually, Bichon Frises, because it'd be like eating meat version of
Bichon
cotton candy.
Bichon Frise sounds like such a sex act. Did you get Bichon Frise last night?
What is that?
You're damn right.
She pulled a Bichon Frise on me.
Wow, you lucky son of a gun.
Man, I was in the shower for 2 hours.
What?
Still washing it off.
Scrubbing off that Bichon.
What is Bichon Frise?
Like Bichon Frises are those kind of furry. They look like cotton candy. White dogs.
Oh,
small dogs. They're everywhere. Everyone has Bichon Frises.
Yeah.
So I would pick Bichon Frises just because they're plentiful and we wouldn't like eat them into extinction.
It's true.
Because that's
like
the
Galapagos
dogs.
Islands tortoises.
Those sailors had nothing else, Edwin.
They did. They just found it too delicious.
Goat. Have you had goat?
Yeah, goat's actually alright.
Curried goat.
Yeah.
Had that in London.
Someone said to me recently, getting back to cheese, is that they said goat's cheese smells like a goat. And I was like, no, it doesn't. And I'm like, it really does. Do you know that smell of goat? You know when you're walking in the country and you get that, like, you know that smell of goats? You know, and like, you're like, goats are close. Do you know that smell? But if you smell goat's cheese, there is a bit of a hum of goat from goat, obviously, but like, does that...
Yeah.
Weird goat, you know, it's changed my whole perspective on goat's cheese, to be honest.
Put you off it.
I'll still eat it, but I'm just wary.
In case there's a goat close by. Like, if not the cheese, there's actually a goat in my house.
Yeah.
Having goat's cheese will attract goats
into
your house, and they'll eat anything.
Yeah.
Washing machines.
Even their own cheese.
Anything. Eat their own cheese. That's how a lot of them survive out in the desert.
They make cheese out of them.
Yeah.
They're cheesemongers.
They mung.
The cheesemonger goat.
Oh, I really want to mung cheese. Said the
I'd
goat.
Like to be a cheesemaker.
Would you?
Yeah.
One of the guys from Blur does that.
He does, and I've had his cheese, believe it or not. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A friend of mine actually bought it in Borough Market and brought me back some. She's like, got you some Blur cheese.
It sounds like a weird threat. I'll have your cheese. I'll bloody have your cheese, mate. Very nice. Melted on a sandwich.
Where was it good? Very good.
It was nice, yeah. He's got skills.
This has been a good review of cheese.
We've done a good bit of food. We don't normally do too much food except the shit stuff that we serve out.
I think people usually have a bit of a hangover from the festive season and, you know, they're full of regret and they're trying to purge all that ham.
Yeah, it's for me, it's kind of Christmas has been like just meats, just so many meats, too many meats.
Like you'll easily eat ham for breakfast, like fistfuls of like honey roast ham.
Yeah, yeah, just pick it off.
Washed down with Quality Street or whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's upsetting.
Irish coffee is acceptable at morning time.
Yeah.
People have turkey and ham, and people have starters as well for... I don't see the point in this. Like, you have like a little tiny plate of, you know, Parma ham and rocket with a drizzle of something.
Well,
and then you have that, and then you eat a massive amount of turkey and potatoes. It's a real...
Four kinds of potatoes. Like, we just... Did we learn nothing from the famine? We need to diversify. Let's eat some grains. Eat some chia seeds.
Got to have the duck fat on it, man. You have to have the duck fat.
Yeah.
If you don't have duck fat on the potatoes, you may as well be shoving them up your arse.
Actually, duck fat could helps the middle with that.
Yeah,
well.
Duck fat would be great for that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
it would
it's
really
a great lubricant.
Do you think anyone's ever had sexual intercourse using duck fat? Definitely.
Probably, yeah.
People wouldn't be the worst, like.
No, I mean.
I reckon a lube has probably got some kind of animal fat in it, just like English fivers.
I don't know. It would have to be water-based, so duck fat wouldn't be. I mean, you could use duck fat as a lubricant, but you would probably have to forego prophylactics. I'm taking this question way too seriously.
Yeah, this is a very, very,
I'm really,
really
thinking about this.
Yeah.
My friend once pretended to be mugged. In work, and basically what had happened is him and another friend of mine drank a bottle of whiskey together on like a Tuesday night, and they got into competition slapping each other in the ears, and my mate's ears, he woke up the next morning and his ears had turned black. right, from like getting slaps, and then he panicked. So rather than calling to work, he rang work and said that he got off the bus at like 8 o'clock in the morning and he'd been attacked. And some guy had like punched him in the ears loads of times. And then he had to keep the lie up for months. And he came into work a few days later with his ears still a bit black. And they're like, oh my God, like, what is wrong with people? Like, you're just trying to go to work and someone punches your ears black. But it was such an amazing lie.
Wow. I would have said I was listening to really, really hard heavy metal music all night long. That is, and I turned my ears black.
All night wrong.
There was a guy. All night. I went to college with, and I started college in September 2001, and
great month.
And he looked at the, you know, the way you start college and then there's registration a couple of weeks later. He looked at the date on the pack that he got sent out and thought that was the date you started, so he didn't come in for like 2 weeks, and then he just arrived in and realized that he was 2 weeks late for college, like he'd missed the first 2 weeks. So he decided that the best thing, instead of saying, oh, I got the date wrong, was to say that he was in New York and September 11th happened and he had couldn't get home. So that was his, he just went, oh, that's what I'll say. And then he had to talk about it because the lecturer kept asking him.
Is he going to like counselling and stuff like that? You know, like for the victims.
Horrific. And he was like, oh, I was uptown. I wasn't near it or anything. But he had to come up with these stories about like what it was like and what happened. And did they
carrying brick dust around his pocket?
Yeah.
Oh God,
he was supposed to stay and where he stayed
so,
and all that.
It was so dusty. I just...
I can't even look at dust anymore.
I had... And the next day, I had like that kind of film of dust on my teeth. And
sometimes I wake up at night, I can still taste the dust.
Oh, so dusty.
And about a year later, he admitted in the pub one night, he's like, I was in New York, but I came home in August. I just got the date wrong.
A friend of mine is a hairdresser and this is the worst thing I've heard probably ever for lies. He went on a session, basically went mad out of it, took a load of pills and went on like a 4 day, like he went for it. Yeah. And he was already in kind of trouble in his job. And because he was kind of the only gay in his work at the time, there was like him and basically all the other staff were women.
He was a hairdresser? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And it was, this is like in the 90s, like he basically told his manager that he had AIDS. Right. And because it was like we didn't really know much about AIDS and stuff then, like they didn't even question that it wasn't HIV. He just said he had like full blown AIDS. Like it didn't even bother with the HIV bit.
I better say full blown AIDS just in case.
He basically said
I need to make this lie as strong as
full blown AIDS, and like they all just like it was. He said it was like the last scene from Philadelphia. Like the manager and all just got, and they're like, oh my God! Like they're all like giving him hugs and bawling, crying and stuff like that. And basically, he'd just be on the, it was the worst.
Wow. That was just because he didn't want to come to work.
They couldn't question it because like their homophobia and their lack of knowledge around the subject, they just went, oh God, he must have AIDS, he's gay.
That's who gets it.
Yeah.
How long did he stay working there afterwards?
He ended up leaving. He just left.
He ended up leaving, faking his own death. Changing his identity.
Anytime they saw him, he's just walking around with like a disc man playing like Bruce Springsteen on loop.
Faked his own debt and got another job under a different identity in the same hairdresser.
Jimmy Trout.
Oh, no, I'm not that person. I'm a different person. He died of AIDS.
Long lost twin brother.
There you go.
Long lost twin brother.
I think that's a plot from Fair City, wasn't it?
I think it's been a plot in every soap opera.
A hairdresser who...
pretends they have AIDS.
They have the virus.
They do that. They were very, very cutting edge in the 90s. They did the whole fake AIDS storyline. Yeah.
Fades.
That's good. We've never reviewed fake excuses for not going to work. That was good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, some classics. Tweet in if you have ones yourself. Nobody ever tweets us. At Reviewables Pod. That's our Twitter account.
Snapchat your junk.
Snapchat your junk to Danny O'Brien. Danny, who are you on Snapchat? What's your Snapchat ID?
DOB Comedy.
DOB Comedy.
DOB Comedy on all mediums.
He's accepting...
Date of birth pics comedy.
Facebook, Twitter.
Pics of your genitals.
Instagram.
Instagram.
Review.
Review a Who, where we've trolled the internet for the best of consumer reviews, and it being the new year and the new year. It's consumer reviews for products that help you, you know, live a healthier lifestyle. So I took this a grand total of 3 times. In that time, I experienced dizziness, fainting, sickness, and disorientation. So I guess, in a sense, it totally did keep me off it because I could barely walk. I had to be rushed from my job to urgent care because it also caused an irregular heartbeat. I looked at the label and it had no warnings. So thanks, money hungry grubbers, it says. You almost killed me. There we go.
Red Bull.
It does sound like a review of Red Bull, doesn't it?
It's like one of those like Baraka type things.
It's more extreme than that, but it's somewhere along those lines.
Cocaine?
No, it's
crack cocaine.
Orange flavored free based. Crack cocaine.
Yeah, the label does not say anything about all these
side
effects.
It should be Coke flavored, actually, be more pleasant.
Yeah.
I have a citrus.
Coca-Cola flavored Coke.
A kind of citrusy flavor. Yeah. You know, sort of lemon fresh nose when you're finished.
So it's like a palate cleanser and
it's like a sorbet.
Amphetamine.
It's like a dry sorbet.
A dry sorbet that makes you go wild.
Yeah, you could be onto something.
Is that reviewing adrenaline?
It's not adrenaline. I tell you what it is. I'm just telling you what I'm going to do now. I'm going to talk to you and now I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
Here we go. It's on Amazon. It's a review of Mitadone Alcohol Withdrawal Aid, which helps eliminate craving symptoms and helps you quit booze.
Wow.
And sends you to hospital.
So it's kind of like a liquid Librium.
It's like that implant that George Best got.
To
make him a better footballer.
It makes you sick if you
drink alcohol.
It didn't work. He battered a donated liver.
There's
nothing. I've never heard that's as extreme as it gets. Like
having a liver transplant and then killing that one liver as well.
This person does say, thanks to these pills did kind of work because they traumatized me so much that the thought of alcohol basically has me cowering in a corner. So they kind of worked.
You could just get hypnotized.
You can just buy this stuff on Amazon, so.
It's easier.
This is another review for a similar product. This is Full Spectro Kudzu Anti-Alcohol and Liver Support, which is a great name. Full Spectro Kudzu.
Full Spectro Kudzu.
Yeah. So you have to...
You do not want to drink alcohol.
I'm not sure what to say about this stuff.
Is it Japanese?
He is, yeah. His name's John Browning. So, you know, typical Japanese name. It's strange. I mean, I took it every day for 4 years while I was off alcohol and I was fine. But I was also smoking pot every day. When the pot dried up, I started drinking. So he was just pointlessly taking this
stuff. With a plan.
Ran out of pot and went back to the booze.
I wouldn't have drank so much if I hadn't run out of weed. This is your fault.
So, I didn't know you could buy these things if you're trying to give up booze for the... you have to be fairly addicted, though, if you have to start taking this stuff.
I think booze is about maintenance, to be honest with you. Like, it's this lark of going off it for a month, doing a dry November, dry October, whatever. And then I know people who go off it for a month. And then when I say they hit it like they've never hit it before after that month. So that's even more damaging to your body.
You might as well just stay on an even keel.
Just have the odd couple of pints every year. You know what
everything
I mean?
Everything in moderation.
You're dead right, Edwin.
Because every night you go out, it's not going to be a crazy night. There'd be a few crazy nights.
Yeah.
Pick and choose your crazy nights.
Exactly. Pick your battles.
Do we have a...
Thanks, Danny.
Yeah, thank you for coming in, Danny. It's been a struggle. You'd probably be fair to be at home in your bed.
I'm okay. The only thing that I regret is the pate and seeing it.
Just seeing it, even.
Everything else was a pleasure.
It's across the table. We've kept it at a distance because we're nice. Danny, do you have anything you need to plug?
I do. I'm doing a big show. I'm doing my show, Who Breaks Up With Stella, which sold out the Edinburgh Festival, sold out Whelan's last year as well. So that's starting the tour. And the first one of that is on the 26th of this month in the DLR Dundrum Theatre.
The DLR Dundrum Theatre?
You have to say DLR now, apparently, because...
It's not the Mill Theatre
anymore. No, it's been changed. It's been DLR. Changed.
DLR.
They're very strict about it.
Sponsored by cameras now? Or
by the Dunleary Rathdown.
Oh, okay.
That's SLR.
You're thinking SLR.
Yeah.
You can bring your SLR to DLR, though.
Gigging all over the
26th
place.
26th of January. That's
26th, Emma Dorn is doing support for that as well. So
excellent.
She's fantastic.
Tickets available
from their website, from my Facebook, all my social media is at Dob Comedy. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat is all DOB Comedy.
Brilliant. That's a concise and well-prepared plug. Danny, thanks very much.
Thank you, lads.
And that's our show. Thanks very much to Danny O'Brien for coming in. Thank you very much to SoCow for the theme tune. As always, Ashlyn O'Reilly did our artwork. Alan Bennett does the recording. And I do the talking with Edwin Salmon. We'll be back next week. But in the meantime, don't forget to rate and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Dogcatcher, Podcast Bay, or wherever you get your podcasts. We're also now on Spotify Mobile, so you can listen to us on that. Tune in next week when our guest is Martin Angolo.
They're recording the podcast inside the building.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.